Psalm 5. The psalm starts out of King James. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Passion says, listen, Yahweh, to my passionate prayer. Can't you hear my groaning? And then the verses following, I'm just going to give a summary of what David is saying. He says how he prays every day, morning and evening. He tells God how he hates evil and lawlessness and what happens to all who do evil. He's telling God. God, do you think God knows? Yeah, he knows. He knows. But David's telling him in case he forgot. Then he goes on to talk about God's mercy and how he's led David in the pathways of God's pleasure and how God smooths out the road for David. He rants on about the evil ones and how he thinks God should take care of the rebels. He just tells God everything, doesn't he? Do you think that God's his best friend? I think so. We tell our best friends things that we don't even want to tell ourselves sometimes, and then, oh, there it goes, and we said it, and they love us because they are our best friends, right? No judgment. Amen. So he's not afraid of God's judging him for what he thinks. That's true relationship. That's intimacy. That's friendship. Then he ends by saying in verses 11 and 12, but let them be glad, those who turn aside to hide themselves in you. May they keep shouting for joy forever. Overshadow them with your presence as they sing and rejoice. Then every lover of your name will burst forth with endless joy. Amen. See, I'm getting a smile on my face, and I see some out there too. I want to burst forth with joy over him. Amen. Amen. Then every lover of your name will burst forth with endless joy. Lord, how wonderfully you bless the righteous. Your favor wraps around each one and covers them under your canopy of kindness, mercy, and joy. Matthew Henry says, the mercy of God should ever be the foundation of both our hope and our joy in everything wherein we have to do with him. Let us learn to pray not only for ourselves, but for others. Grace be with all that love Christ in sincerity. The divine blessing comes down upon us through Jesus Christ, the foundation of blessing to all believers. Thy favor is the defense and protection of thy church. Amen. Amen. Treasury of David Spurgeon says, this holy bliss of ours has a firm foundation. For, O Lord, we are joyful in thee. The eternal God is the wellspring of our bliss. We love God, and therefore we delight in him. Our heart is at ease in our God. Amen. Do you think in this psalm David was saying his heart's at ease in his God? Yes. I think so. Yes. It's at ease. There's that place when we come to him and we come into his presence that just everything, all the problems melt, and we just feel that surrounding of love. We are under the canopy of kindness and love. We fare sumptuously every day because we feed on him. We have music in the house, music in the heart, and music in heaven. For the Lord Jehovah is our strength and our song. He has also become our salvation. The divine blessing upon the righteous is ancient, it's effectual, it's constant, it's extensive, it's irreversible, it's surpassing, eternal, and infinite. I kind of agree with Spurgeon. That's a long list of adjectives, but we believe that he has all of that for you and I. And because of that, there is music in this house. Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the Passion Translation together. Let's agree with David on this. But let them all be glad, those who turn aside to hide themselves in you. Let me stop. Those who turn aside from the news, from the TV, and hide themselves in you. That's us.
That's right.
You. That's me. Let's go on. May they keep shouting for joy forever. Overshadow them in your presence as they sing and rejoice. Then every lover of your name will burst forth with endless joy. Lord, how wonderfully you bless the righteous. Your favor wraps around each one and covers them under your canopy of kindness and joy. Just see that canopy over us this morning as we go into worship with joy, loving him with all our hearts.
Amen. Amen.